I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Women in political power. Britain, Norway, and Iceland all have women prime ministers. The German chancellor and the presidents of Lithuania, Croatia, Estonia, all women. But one European country bucks the trend in a bad way, Hungary. So when women from all of Hungary's opposition parties came together in recent protests, and they were joined by trade unionists and students, people took notice. The World's Orla Barry picks up the story.
At these demonstrations in Budapest against Prime Minister Viktor Orban, it's women you hear making the speeches and leading the protesters. Among the demonstrators is Anna Donath. She's 31 years old and is vice president of the political party Momentum.
Today we are here to show our support and solidarity towards the unions. It's a protest wave against the regime.
Donath has been a key figure in protests against the Hungarian government on issues such as working conditions, immigration and civil society. Another leading figure is Member of Parliament Bernadette Szell. She's been central to bringing women from Hungary's opposition parties together. They all appeared on stage recently wearing white hats and scarves as a sign of solidarity. But the number of female MPs is small. Szell believes the political parties themselves are to blame.
Because basically you can see that the further you go up in the power, the less women you see. It means that in little villages there are more and more women who are in office, but on the top in the parliament or in the government you can hardly see any women.
And at the very top is Viktor Orban. In 2015, when asked why there were no women in his cabinet, he said few women could deal with the stress of politics. Katalin Novak is an MP and a member of Orban's party. She holds a junior position in charge of family and youth policy. I ask her if she can explain the dearth of women in government.
In Hungary, we haven't had a very long history in modern democracy. So that means that we have had elections since 1990.
I wonder how she feels about her prime minister's comments about women not being up to the challenge of politics.
That's true for any leading position, I think, even in the labour market, anywhere in private sector and also in politics. Yes, that's true. I even told it openly at one of our party congresses that, yes, this is a tough life for men and women as well. And I don't think that every man and not every woman is eligible for that.
But women are often viewed as having a different role in Hungarian society than men. Here's sociologist Aniko Gregor.
Women face with double responsibilities. Their primary responsibility would be taking care of children and elderly people. But on the other hand, the economy needs the female labour force. So women face this double, dual responsibility.
And can I ask you one thing? There's obviously another element in this when the women go home. What about the husband?
The family models in Hungary usually is that we have male breadwinner and a female caretaker, and the woman also works. So this is the model.
The challenges facing the women taking on Viktor Orban's government are considerable, and the pro-government media doesn't help. Take the case of Blanka Nagy, a high school student who's been speaking out at anti-government rallies. After one of her speeches, she was vilified by pro-government newspapers and TV channels because she used swear words. One newspaper claimed she was failing at school and had made up stories about her sex life. I asked Blanka if any of this bothers her.
No,
she says, no fear. Anna Donath, the leader of the Momentum political party, says the pro-government media, which by the way represents the majority of media outlets in Hungary, is not kind to her either.
The arguments are based on that I'm a young woman without children and I'm not even working because what I'm doing is just, how they call me, celebrity activist. Like I'm just posing there and not actually protesting 10 to 12 hours a day for 3 weeks, even spending a night in jail. The more they try to ruin my reputation, the more I feel like I'm doing something right. So
with only a small number of female MPs and the backlash by the media, I wonder how women can be encouraged to get involved in any political movement. I ask Anna if she's a message for young women in Hungary.
Raise up their voice. and stand up for what they believe in, and don't be afraid, because there's more and more of us doing the same thing.
And maybe in time, more and more women running for office and making Hungary's parliament a little less male. For The World, I'm Orla Barry, Budapest.